Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to talk about it or...
Talk about what?
Are you okay over there?
What? I feel great.
Who's in charge? Like, I don't know that anybody's got the title. Is anybody in charge of our social media right now? Just whoever just wants to be.
Well, yeah. Aaron lost the password to one of
us. Oh my god! Oh my god!
I got back in.
Oh my god! I tried to get into TikTok.
Oh no!
And I can't get in.
Oh no! Okay.
So, you're gonna have to send me the username and password.
Yeah, I'll text you it.
I think the answer is no. Then no one's in charge.
But I really would.
Social media's in charge of us.
Can we put up a picture of you from any time before today?
Okay.
And then a picture of you right now.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then have people comment on the casualness of your what?
I got a hair trim. Trim my hair.
Buddy, that is more than a trim.
I don't understand. Like,
just a little bit off the top in the back and side.
You literally, and I don't want you to misunderstand me, because I think when I first walked in today, the shock and awe that, like, I screamed.
You did. I heard you in a different room. Doors closed.
And we're in studios that are, yeah. They supposedly have soundproof doors. Ha!
We don't have slacker-proof doors. That's the problem.
I screamed like I just got called on to Price is Right kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
But it didn't sound very excited like Price is Right might be. It sounded
shocking.
Like, yeah, shocking.
Because, with all due respect, you're one of the most calculated people I've ever known. Like, you don't do impetuous things.
And great word.
And I think the reason I want to talk about this is I'm hurt a little bit.
Because he didn't know.
Aaron, do you not think if Tiak were to make a radical shift in his life, he would have discussed it with us?
No.
You don't think he would?
No.
This
isn't the first time he's done that.
He's at least brought up, like, we'll even talk about it on the air. Hey, I'm thinking about getting LASIK because I'm kind of tired of, like, doing the glasses, and then he did it.
But, like, big life things. Like, he surprised us with the announcement of Hazel.
Yeah, we didn't even know that. Because from a medical standpoint, you're not allowed, you have to hold that information in just in
case
there's
complications. Well, of course, but we were past that.
Yeah, but I didn't run that through by you guys first either. Like, what do you guys think about knocking up my wife
again?
Yeah, like, are we in
the
goalie?
Well, no. But yeah, you could have mentioned, like, yeah, we're trying for another, but there was nothing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't disagree. I think I was calculated because I thought you guys would talk me out of it.
Really?
You did?
And I've already talked myself out of it for a long time.
How long have you been thinking? This is such a radical shift.
I'm kind of offended because out of everyone here,
hello?
No, I am the most spontaneous. And the fact, like, I would have gone with you. I would have hyped you up.
Yeah, she would have been your hype girl.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. That's what I needed. That's what I need. Because it's a big, I had grown my hair out now for about 4 years or so. It had long, and Aaron's right. I've trimmed it.
Have to know how much they cut off. Like, before you keep, like, I want you to keep talking. But, like, you're lying to the listeners of our show. Until Aaron takes a picture of you and you provide your before picture,
okay,
they're believing you at your word because I'm the a-hole liar on the show.
No.
And they're like, Tiak got a trim and Slacker's making a big deal out of it. Even Aaron said, honey, that ain't a trim.
Yeah.
That's 6 or more.
Probably.
Inches,
yeah.
At least 6 inches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did. There wasn't that dramatic where he puts it in the ponytail and cuts it all off and holds it, you know, like all the videos you see.
So you don't have it?
No. No.
You don't have your hair.
No.
Have you ever kept?
Why would I have my hair?
My long hair was in our office for the longest time, and I don't know who took it.
Okay. Oh, there's so much to unpack here. It looked like a
squirrel tail.
I think it came to life.
Bag.
I've seen a rat around here. Now, like, I know it's your hair.
It was in, it's so weird. It used to be in that cabinet where I keep the Stroop waffles and whatnot.
Oh my God.
And it was in a facial aesthetics bag. Yeah, no, it was in a bag. Like, I went and got Botox on the same day I cut my hair. And, like, so I put my hair in the facial aesthetics bag.
Mm.
Something's going on with that because all of a sudden now they've been on my mind for the last 2 days. It's whatever. Yeah. But anyway, so, and then one day I went to look for the bag and the bag wasn't there. And I'm like, who stole my hair? Somebody's, and is there some voodoo ritual going on right now? Or is there some kid that they've made a wig out of it? Some kids walking around with my rocker hair.
Yeah. That's best case scenario. Yeah. Otherwise.
Anyway, I just find it weird because just to backtrack one more time and make it about me.
Mm-hmm.
I wore earrings, two hoops, mm-hmm. silver hoops
yeah.
in my left ear for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And just one random Tuesday, I was like.
It wasn't a random Tuesday. You had gotten back from a vacation and on the vacation you had to take it out because you were like snorkeling and one fell out or something.
No, but I put them back in after that.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought,
yeah. Oh, because you bought a new one. One of them like fell out.
No, that's the weird thing. One fell out in the kiddie pool. I rode the kiddie slide and it fell out. So then I only had one
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I'm going to just get rid of it, but I'll just get rid of it when we get home. 3 days later, Noah slides down the kiddie slide and like goes underwater
and found it
and never and didn't come back up. And I'm panicked. I jump in the water after him and he comes up holding my earring. And
wow.
I'm like, that's impossible. He's like, when I came off the slide, I was underwater and I opened my eyes and I could see it. And I was
wow.
like, what? So I wore him for a little while longer. And
here's
then
your hair too. Right,
he did have a bag of hair. So then, and then just, but like on a random Tuesday, I just like one day woke up and went, oh, I don't think I'm gonna wear him anymore. And I didn't think anything of it. He, T-Hack, yeah. flipped out. He was like, wait, you have the, like, he's like, I would have labored over that. I would have, like, thought, I would have asked other people's opinions. I would have mm-hmm. taken pictures before and after and, like, shown them to people. I would have done, like, in the field research. And it's like, you just took him out. I feel that way about what you did. Mm. You look handsome AF.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife likes it a lot.
But it is a radical shift, dude.
It is. And the layers are so good.
Oh, thank you. So
layers?
So
yes.
I have been laboring over this for a long time. It's embarrassing. It's a stupid thing to be so concerned about. But when you grow your, as a guy at least, when you grow your hair out, you reach a point, you're past the awkward stage, you have cool long hair.
Yeah.
And you go, if I cut it, I won't have cool long hair and I'll have to wait a long, long time.
Yeah.
To get it back. And so it feels like a big decision. And actually, we were in San Diego recently.
Okay.
The three of us for like a radio event. And there was like 30 minutes in between sessions where it was like, oh, I'm going to go shower. Because Aaron and I flew in at 6 a.m. It was like, it's been all day. I'm going to shower before we go to this next event.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran back to the hotel and I got showered and I was like, I'm all sweaty. I have to get my hair wet. And I'm getting my hair wet. And then I'm literally wringing it out, trying to dry it as quickly as I can to then make the next event. And it's still, and then I'm trying to tie it up because it doesn't look good. And then, but I'm tying it up. It's soaking wet. And I'm just so.
That was it.
That was it. It was like, I can't.
I'm done.
I don't want to do this. I don't like this. I want to just like get out of the shower and be good to go.
Here's what I need to see. We're going to put these before and after pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
Can we put them up on, can you put a poll up with it?
No, I don't see. I don't want to pull. I don't want to know because then I'll be nervous. I made the decision. I also made the decision because thinking about cutting my hair terrified me. And that's, I knew I had to do it because you should not be that afraid to cut your hair. It's like the hair is not me. The hair is not, it's grow back. It's fine.
I want you to have the confidence. I'm upset that you didn't run it by me, but I want everyone to text in after they see the pictures to 51059 or we have a poll up. Which version of T-Tac would you sleep with? I would have absolutely slept with you yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
But not today.
But I am aggressively seeking your attention today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are so hot.
My wife said the same thing. I've never been called that twice in one day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.